Valley. It was the only, you know, it was the only place that had a lot of lawn, so we could play football, we could play, well, we didn't call it soccer in those days, but we kicked balls and everything. And then we used to play tag amongst all the headstones and everything, so you could hide behind a headstone. And then one of our fun things was to go up there before they would dig a grave. And then the cemetery was a place where all of the high school kids drove their cars up there to park and make out, was what we used to call it in those days. So as kids, we would go up to the cemetery and we would hide behind headstones, and these high school kids would be parked in their cars, and then we would separate ourselves throughout the whole cemetery, and then we would moan and groan, and so the girls in the cars would get all upset and start screaming and hollering, and then the boys would say, oh, we're going to catch these kids. So they would drive their cars around. They'd hear us in one corner, and then they'd drive to that corner. And then somebody up in this corner would scream and holler, and then they'd drive. We'd keep them rolling back and forth in the cemetery for forever. And then there was a tree on one of the, well, it was the first road that you went into the cemetery. There was a great big huge tree there. It's not there now. But it used to have a limb that went out over the top of the road. And so we would work with different people. We'd say, you know, get a bunch of girls and get them in the car and then bring them up to the cemetery and then park your car under this tree. And then we'd be laying on top of the limb and then we would drop off the limb onto the top of the car and scare the girls to death. That was when I was probably 10 to 12 or 13, but it was so much fun. And then we lived on the farm.